to another installment of the Small Business Spotlight. Well, today's episode is another kind of keeping it all in the family, talking to a cousin of mine. I guess I didn't realize we had so many entrepreneurs in our family. But what we're trying to do with the Small Business Spotlight is help these small businesses and their owners get some traction out there, be able to compete with the bigger guys that have the marketing departments and the big, you know, funding or seemingly endless funding for marketing. But the guy that I'm really happy to introduce to you today really doesn't need traction. He's the winner of the Couples Choice Award 12 times over. Yes, that was 12. He's the owner of Absolute Entertainment and Absolute Photo Booth. His name is Greg Belisle. Greg, welcome in.
Thanks, Scott.
So, tell me about your business.
Well, Absolute Entertainment and Absolute Photo Booth was started 30 years ago. Started mainly as Absolute Entertainment in the DJ business. Transitioned over in the beginnings of 2000 to, with the DJ business, strictly weddings now. On occasion, I do other events, but for the most part, it is only weddings with the DJ company. With the photo booth business, we do a little bit of everything from birthday parties to corporate events, quinceañeras, bar mitzvahs, birthday parties, all kinds of events, anything that you want to add a little bit more excitement to. Been doing this now 30 years and loving every minute of it. A little bit of work on my back nowadays as I'm getting a little bit older, but it's going to a party is never a bad thing. Love having fun with all the people and just creating some of those special moments, especially for somebody's wedding, hopefully a once in a lifetime thing. And we have a great time with it.
Yeah. So you're in the Springfield, Massachusetts area, correct?
Yeah, based out of West Springfield, but we travel a little bit of everywhere. I do weddings, anything from Connecticut, Rhode Island, every once in a while, Vermont, New Hampshire. Just everything for us, if it's within an hour, we don't charge anything extra. It's just part of the job. Everything over an hour and a half, 2 hours starts getting into travel. There are weddings that I did last year that even had to, they paid for hotels both the night before and after, but it was also a 4 hour drive. So, but within an hour, it's our territory.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of offerings do you have between the two businesses? You know, you mentioned the DJing, but you offer a lot more.
Yeah, we've expanded to offer more of a one-stop shop. You can either hire the DJ with or without the photo booth. You can hire the photo booth with or without the DJ. For weddings or for even some of the photo booth events, with the DJ, most popular option is always doing the uplighting, doing a wash of your color in that room. And then once the dancing starts, all those lights can now dance to the beat of the music and make the room a lot more festive. Not as popular, but we also offer dance style lighting that is more focused on the dance floor. Sometimes not nearly as popular. I call it a little bit more clubbish. And you know, when you start having some of the older guests, they don't appreciate all those flashing and bouncing lights and everything else like that. But some of the newer stuff that we're offering now is what's really popular is our audio guest books. Those are an old fashioned phone, and we have purchased legit real old fashioned phones. The guts are taken out of them and new electronics are put in. And it's great because you will leave your own voice on the message or on the recording. Your guests pick up the phone. They hear your voice with your recording, and then they leave you some fun messages. And that's out from the beginning of the event to the end. And the messages get crazy, especially by the end of the night when the bar's done their job. Another really cool feature that we are now offering that is brand new, nobody else in the area has it, is centerpiece uplighting. This is about the size of a dinner plate. It's got three rings of light on it. The outer ring lights up your flowers from underneath. And then the inner two rings can be any color you want. So if your wedding is pink, they can be pink. It could be a combination of pink and blue or whatever it is. And that lights up inside the vases. And you walk in the room and have 15, 20 tables all glowing. It's incredible. We have 5 foot tall letters that spell out love. That can be a nice little addition. We offer, what else? A little bit, sometimes a little bit too much to keep track of.
Yeah, it sounds like it's quite a plate of offerings for people to be able to pick and choose from.
Yeah, and that's one thing we do offer. When I send out the package option list, people can pick and choose what they want. They don't have to have, I do have the most ideal packages or what's the most popular, but you pick and choose and we'll send you a custom list to give you exactly what you want. You don't have to pay for something that you don't need.
Nice. Nice. So back me up to say 1994, 30 years ago. What made you start this business and how did you get it started?
Actually, it was by accident. I was actually the banquet manager for a very large hotel in Colorado. So I was doing the bookings, making sure that the events ran smoothly, coordinating the day of and even before for all these couples or corporate events or whatever parties they would have going on. In this hotel, we did have one room that was an all-inclusive. We'll say that it included everything. When you booked your event there, it included the cake, it included the flowers, it included the DJ. Everything was included. Well, this one summer, we had the DJ walk out, and now we have all these weddings that have no DJ to them. And this is, there was no computers, there was no nothing. We were still on CDs and tapes and everything else. And I've always been into music, and I saw him do his job every single week, and it's like, oh, I could do that. So I said, all right, I took over and did the couple ones that we were in an emergency for. It went okay. I'm not going to say it was great. People still had a good time. It wasn't the smoothest of mixes and transitions and all that type of thing. But then started doing a little bit more. Was starting to get requests for doing it outside the hotel for other events, for people who were at some of these events. And that's how it all started. Started buying my own equipment, doing other events. And back then, yes, I did just about everything. And as I said or mentioned, early 2000s, I transitioned to just doing the weddings. It was more of a decision that I made because I like the atmosphere. I like the formality of how things run.
Mm. Yeah. And once you have a specialty like that, it's easier to just continue to get better at a quicker rate at that kind of one specialty.
Yes, without having to know all the ins and outs of a bar mitzvah or a quinceanera or certain different things. I don't need to specialize in all that. This, I've got my way of doing weddings. I build a timeline with a couple and kind of incorporate a lot of fun stuff if they want to, because I'll give all my couples options of all different things I do or offer to try to help make their day not so cookie cutter like every wedding that they've been to. I offer up suggestions and they'll say, yep, I love that idea, or no, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And we'll kind of decide this is what our vision is, and we'll kind of throw it all together and try to make their day as unique as possible.
Fantastic. So a couple that is starting to plan their wedding, starting to think about that, or anyone else who's looking to book an event, how do they find Absolute Entertainment and Absolute Photo Booth?
So for the DJ part of Absolute Entertainment, it's very simple. It's MrDJ.wedding. And for the phone number, it's 413-262-5573. Our Facebook page is Absolute Entertainment MA. For our photo booth portion of the business, it is AbsolutePhotoBooth.com. Phone number is 413-530-6020. And my wife kind of runs that portion of the business. I don't know all of her little Instagram and Facebook and all that handles, but you can get a hold of her and she can direct you to it.
Excellent. Excellent. That sounds great. Well, it sounds like you have a pair of very successful self-started businesses. I love those that start by accident. You know, I've told the story that Mine started when a first grader told me that I should be a professional reader. So, Greg, now it's time for you to tell us about a small business that you like and that you support, and that you would like to see do well. So who's on your mind?
Well, in this wedding business, there are a lot of smaller, we're kind of independent. So I would like to give a shout out to a photographer that I've worked with several times. He's been in business for a bit, but again, sole operator on his own. His name is Ron Lemelin.
Okay.
Lemelin Photography.
Lemelin Photography?
Yep.
Great. Well, Ron, you now have an open invitation to contact me at scott@scottellisreads.com. And let's get you on here so that we can talk about your small business, because that's what we're trying to do. Support these small businesses, help them get some recognition, help them compete and be successful. So thank you for joining us today. Check out my website, scottellisreads.com, another small business looking to be noticed in this massive business re-going on out there. And Greg Belisle, thank you so much for being here, and keep in touch.
I appreciate your time.